Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, out here in California,
stop,
the weather...
Stop. Please, this is...
Say, what is this?
Why, Basil Rathbone.
Not Basil Rathbone, Como, but Sherlock Holmes. Now, to get on with the investigation of the crime.
What makes you think there's been a crime?
An immensely, my dear Como. Simple as ABC. I deduced it from the corpus delicti.
A body? Where?
Right there. Never in all my years as a detective have I seen anything so ghastly.
Oh, that's Lloyd Schaefer. He always looks like that.
Good heavens! Never have I seen a rigor so mortis. I'll track down his murderer if it's the last thing I do.
There must be some mistake. I'm not dead.
You stay out of this. And stop waving that confounded baton on my face.
You'll have to pardon him, Mr. Holmes, with that bagpipe, with that pipe in your mouth. Well, sir, start all over again. With that pipe in your mouth, he thought you were a saxophone player.
Saxophone, Como.
Set up good.
Yeah, what? Why, this happens to be a very valuable calabash.
You see, Perry? And you thought it was a pipe.
Como, I was wrong about this man. He's too stupid even to be dead. And besides, there's no motive. After all, who'd want to murder an orchestra leader?
I do, kid.
All right.
Como, the purpose of my visit is to find out from my client why you left your hometown in Cannonsburg and what you've been doing.
Well, I left Cannonsburg because I like music, and since then I've spent practically all my time singing.
Oh, come, don't dodge the issue. What have you been doing for a living? Oh.
But, Mr. Holmes, that's what Perry does for a living.
Really? How extraordinary.
Not at all. As you would say, it's elementary. I can see that I'll have to explain the ABCs of singing poses. You see, A always milder, that's Perry's voice. B better listening, those are his songs. And C cooler smoking,
that's... I know that one. If he doesn't come back to Cannonsburg with me, he'll wind up in the cooler smoking.
Wait a minute, come back with you?
Yes, Como. When you lived in Cannonsburg, you were a barber, is that right?
Still am.
And while you cut people's hair, you were saying to them, right?
Yes, that's right.
There's no doubt about it. You're the man they want. Como, they all miss you.
But if they miss my singing so much, why can't they listen to me on the radio?
Oh, Como, the people of Cannonsburg want you there in person. They want to welcome you home, shake your hand, give you the key to the city, and...
And?
And besides, they all need haircuts.